You're going to talk about wind turbines and grid connection.
That's right, and today is one for the more technically minded listeners as it relates to a technical question we received. For those that don't know, DMS Energy are Victron distributors.
For those that haven't heard of Victron, fill us in on all the gaps.
So Victron have the largest and the most comprehensive range of off-grid components, all the way from solar for your caravan to powering up a factory in the middle of nowhere. Victron have you covered.
How do we go if we want to find out more about their products, Victron?
Yeah, jump on our website and you can have a look at what we've got there, and even use our online store if you see something you want.
Nice and easy. That's great.
So as part of being the largest Victron distributor on the northwest coast, Victron send us the technical questions from all around Tasmania. They have come in, usually asking about their product and how to best integrate them into their off-grid or on-grid systems. Usually these questions are fairly mundane, like what size solar charge controller should I fit with these solar panels, or what setup would best suit my caravan, to what does this red light or error code mean. Essentially, DMS Energy is the first line of tech support for Tasmania for Victron products.
And before we went to air, you did tell me you had a good question last week.
That's correct. So this is one from Jim. Jim had procured a 1.2 kilowatt 48 volt three-phase wind turbine, and he wanted to know which Victron controller would suit his application as he wanted to connect it to the grid. And this isn't your typical question, so I thought it was worth a mention.
And you do have the answer.
Well, that's right. So unfortunately, there is no Victron charge controller for integrating a wind turbine into the grid. In fact, what he was after was a charge controller with load diversion.
And the single biggest difference between a solar panel and a wind turbine is?
Basically, you can refuse to take energy from a solar panel and it doesn't get upset. For example, if we were charging a battery with a solar panel, we would need a charge controller or a regulator to sit between the solar panel and the battery.
So what happens in this instance as the battery becomes fully charged, Adrian?
That's right. So the battery needs less and less energy as it nears what we call float voltage, which is a fancy term for full. In this case, the charge controller just takes less energy from the solar panel. For example, if we had a 300-watt solar panel on a battery and that battery has hit float or full, that charge controller will probably only allow 10 watts into the battery. And thinking of a battery as a bucket, we don't want to overfill it because filling things with electricity or overfilling things with electricity doesn't generally end well.
So what happens to the other 290 watts?
So this is where it gets a little bit interesting. So that energy is just dissipated as heat or reflected radiation at the panel. Solar panels are only about 20% efficient at the best of times, so 80% of the actual energy that's ever hitting them is shed as heat or reflected away anyway, so a little bit more is not going to hurt anything.
What about wind turbines?
So wind turbines are purely capturing kinetic energy. So if I had a 300 watt wind turbine, staying with those same numbers, going flat out on a windy day, and it's connected to a battery, that's all fine if the battery is empty, as it can absorb that 300 watts.
So what happens when that battery is full and only needs, say, 10 watts? What happens to the other 290 watts?
This is where it gets tricky, as that energy has to go somewhere. The first law of thermodynamics state that energy can neither be created or destroyed, but can only change its form. So we have a turbine spinning flat out, making 300 watts. We have a battery that can only take 10 watts, so we only have a few options available to us.
With that in mind, you've got a couple of options.
That's right. So option one is to make that wind turbine slow down, thus reducing the amount of energy it collects from the wind. We could mechanically or electrically apply a brake or physically turn the blades out of the wind to slow them down. In some cases, to electrically slow the wind turbine down, the wind turbine controller will send the excess energy back into the generator windings and act like a magnetic retarder and slow the turbine that way. This, however, can generate colossal amounts of heat and melt windings during a storm event. Other times, they'll have what we call a yawing system that physically tips the blades away from the wind flow. This is generally too crude for fine charging control and is generally only used to protect the turbine blades in high wind events.
So that's the first option. What about the second option?
Okay, this is option two. This is the most common one. That is redirect the power into something else. We call this dump load diversion. So as the battery comes up to float, it would direct the excess energy into a resistive load, which basically turns it into heat and dissipates that energy into the air or sometimes water. In this scenario, the wind turbine charge controller is continually dropping the power either into the battery or into the site load or into the dummy or dump load. So it's always going somewhere.
So with that in mind, what about the answer to Jim's question, Adrian?
So Jim, in this particular situation, he needs a specific controller that suits his wind turbine or a diversion charge controller that can be programmed to suit his turbine.
And he's also going to need batteries, isn't he?
That's right. He's going to need batteries, a multi-mode inverter that was able to be grid connected. He would also need to engage an electrical contractor to submit a request to TAS Networks for permission to attach all his gear to their network. as well as to do all the electrical wiring, which in this case I think put a dampener on Jim's enthusiasm, as I think he had designs and doing it all himself from products bought on the internet, which is a definite no-no.
No-no on that case. Lastly, let's chat about wind turbines.
Yep, in general, big ones are great. Phenomenally efficient, capable of generating huge amounts of energy. Little dinky ones, like we talked about today, are just a disappointment on a stick. Hardly generate anything. Most do not last that long. When the first decent high wind event comes along, they can blow to bits. In the early days, we used to fool around with them all the time. These were off-grids and a few other bits and pieces, but as solar became more efficient and cheaper, it left the small wind turbines dead in the water.
And moving parts means maintenance, doesn't it?
That's right. Maintenance, moving parts means frictions. Moving parts means eventual time where those parts don't move or they're scattered all over your paddock. So you wouldn't consider a small wind turbine any smaller than 20 to 30 kilowatt these days. And if your property was windy enough to drive them, you probably wouldn't want to live there.
No. And the big wind farm turbines, they're a completely different story. They're in a different league of their own, aren't they?
Oh, they are. So they generally start at 3,000 kilowatt of output. And at that scale, the rules of thermodynamics remain the same, but the sheer output they can potentially generate puts them in a completely different category. For domestic and small to medium commercial applications, solar is still king, as there's no moving parts.
If we'd like more technical questions answered, where do we go?
Yep, you can either hit us up on Facebook, Lee, or just look for DMS Energy. We're not hard to find. We've got our website, which is dmsenergy.net.au. You can put in a web form request. Or, if you want to pop in and see all the gear and pick our brains in person, drop into 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, or give us a call on 1300 502 599.
And it doesn't matter where you are, from Circular Head right through to La Trobe, you do travel.
We do travel. We travel everywhere, mate.
It's Power Savers with Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. You have a great day and a great week, and we'll have more again next Monday morning a little after 8:30.
Thank you.